Hello everyone, I'm checking in for my audio blog entry of after my second day of volunteering. I might have to stop going over some of the questions that I'm asking because I don't want the entries to be too long. And the first question here, the duties I perform pretty much stay the same every day. So basically, you know, clean tables, put people on ice, take people off of ice and STEM. STEM is the electrical stimulation, I don't remember what it stands for. Did a little laundry, shadowed and observed Jamie and Katie, who are both physical therapists, helped out when I could, took somebody off cervical traction, not that that involves very much, and, continued to try to ask patients questions that are pertinent to their injury that, you know, give me a few details about their history. Beyond that, one of the interactions today that was fairly... it was a nice interaction to have. There is a lady who is a Hispanic-speaking woman. Sorry, I need to be more proper when I'm making this. A Hispanic-speaking woman who I met in the clinic over the summer, who was back again yesterday, which is unfortunate that she had to be back. But I was able to, you know, see her and talk with her in Spanish, and it was a great experience. And I really like when you can... not only help somebody with what you're doing, but help somebody, you know, just by talking to them and brighten their day. And I was really able to do that, I think, by talking to her in her, you know, first language, in her native language, whatever you want to call that. So, one of the successes that we witnessed yesterday was a woman who, you know, came in with a walker because her doctor told her to use it for a while, and then she ended up not needing it anymore. Jamie thought she was doing well enough that she was able to stop using it, so that was pretty awesome. Beyond that, looking at like what I've learned from being in there that day, one of the things that's a big distinction between doctors and physical therapists is that physical therapists get to be with a patient, you know, an hour, two, three, four times a week, depending on the injury, and up to, you know, 8 weeks or 6 months or whatever. So physical therapists have the opportunity to really build a relationship with a patient, whereas doctors don't always have that. I mean, you know, pediatricians probably do, general practitioners probably do, but beyond that, not every doctor has that opportunity to really get to know their patient. That's pretty much my second day of volunteering. I, again, haven't started question four yet because I'm still reading the orthopedic physical assessment chapter on general assessment to figure out kinds of questions to ask patients to learn more about their patient history, their chief complaint, like whatever trauma they're dealing with, and learning how to, you know, use, how to ask questions to get useful information out of the patient about their condition. And, you know, oftentimes knowing how the condition came about will help you pinpoint the injury and figure out how to begin working to improve. So yeah, day two was a pretty successful day, and I'm looking forward to day three of volunteering. Yesterday was actually a really long day too. Yesterday. This is the morning after. But Jamie works from 7 to 1 seeing patients on Tuesdays, so I was in there from 7 a.m. till 1 in the morning, so it made for quite a long morning. But, alright, that's day two, and I will hopefully be blogging again tonight.